If you work on the SBX-1, the daily commute requires climbing 13 stories of narrow, open-air scaffolding and catwalks. That's higher than the deck of an aircraft carrier. Let's just say, you wouldn't want to drop your keys. The sea-based X-band radar is the only ship of its kind in the world. It was built using an off-the-shelf oil rig from Norway, which was heavily modified in Brownsville, Texas by the Missile Defense Agency. My guide today is Bob Dees. He's a retired Navy officer and has been managing the SBX program for 17 years.
SBX is mobile, so as we drive around the ocean, we change what the defended area is.
On the football field-sized main deck, the giant white bubble, called a radome, reaches 250 feet above the ocean surface. Like a sports stadium, the radome is held up by air pressure, up to the equivalent of being 11 inches underwater. You actually have to go through an airlock to get inside. Once inside, the massive radar, weighing 4.8 million pounds, rises 8 stories above us. 45,000 individual transmitters allow the SBX to see an object the size of a baseball from over 2,500 miles away. And it can look in any direction by rotating on a 360-degree track. Dees says, newer radars may be more powerful, but few can match the unique flexibility of the 15-year-old SBX.
We have some limitations on the amount, but we can turn, we can elevate up to 90 degrees in order to scan.
5 defense contractors provide the ship's 75-person crew, who do everything from navigate to cook meals. There are typically no uniformed military personnel on board. With resupply, the SBX can remain at sea for well over a year. Crew members rotate off every 2 months or so. Leaving the vessel requires riding in a large orange cone that gets suspended between the SBX and a supply ship.
It's actually very safe because the transition time is very short. So everybody throws their bags in, steps on, they pick up.
Although the SBX has operated out of Pearl Harbor since it launched in 2005, Bob Dees says each port visit is done as a competitive bid. The ship has opted for other Pacific Naval shipyards in the past, including one near Seattle. Senior defense officials are also studying the possibility of permanently relocating the SBX to the U.S. Atlantic coast, but a decision is still years away. So for now, the Pearl Harbor golf ball will remain a fixture of the Oahu coastline. From the flight deck of the SBX-1, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.